Good evening, everybody. It's another episode of Bulletproof. Today on Bulletproof, I'm sitting with someone who knows danger, deception, and human behavior on a level most people will never experience. She's a former CIA officer, decades of intelligent risk management, and now the founder of Cypher, a company teaching everybody, everyday people, how to think like an operative. That's amazing. That's pretty good. I'm pretty excited to talk about all that stuff. And that's a pretty great transition. And we're going to talk about that today. I have the pleasure of speaking to Rosanna Minshew today. Rosanna, how are you doing?
Hi, Steve. Fine, thanks. Yeah, glad
Thank
to
you
be
so much for,
here.
yes. And thank you so much for coming on because I have, again, I love the transition. I love the fact that you are former CIA. That's not the norm. You know what I mean? We don't have many. I think we've had only one CIA, ex CIA person on. So I'm excited to get your perspective as well. So, when you join, is this joining a CIA? Is that something you always aspired to do? Is that something you fell into? How did that even happen?
Okay, yeah, it was not a lifelong ambition of mine. I'm from Washington, D.C., and it's a very international community. So a lot of my friends grew up, moving every few years around the world. So I loved the idea of travel and seeing the world. And I actually applied to be a Foreign Service officer. I took the Foreign Service officer exam a couple times, but never got in there. And I was working as a marketing coordinator in St. Louis after college, and the company that I was working for went bust. So I started applying to jobs, including the clandestine service trainee program at CIA. And I highlighted my language skills and my experience living overseas. And I got a nice letter back saying, thanks, but we don't have a need for your skill set right now. We'll keep your resume on file. So I was looking everywhere for something. And then 9/11 happened. And I got a call at home. A friend of mine was living with us, and she picked up the phone and she said, it's the CIA, it's for you. And so I took the call and we had a good conversation. At one point, the interviewer or the phone screener, switched into Spanish. I switched into Spanish. He sort of called me out that I didn't know much about the CIA. He said, you should know more about the places you're applying to. But you know what they're looking for is they're looking for, this is what they were looking for. How is she reacting when put on the spot? How's she navigating this discussion that is unknown, hasn't had a chance to prepare for? And had I been honest, in my application. So they got a lot of good information. I'm a big fan of the cold call interview, although I don't think it happens a lot.
Well, it's funny because of 9/11, I was a former NYPD, and I was there the first night when it happened. And again, it was a jumble fuck, and nobody, we weren't prepared for that, right? So I was there when it was a rescue, still, and we were sifting through I guess what you would call the pit, and they didn't have any masks available for us. We had like cranes going over our heads. It was nuts. But the funny thing, well, not the funny, I don't want to say the funny thing, but the crazy thing is that was my, I got injured there. So the reason why I'm even bringing that up is it's funny how I was transitioning out of the NYPD is exactly when you were transitioning into the CIA. So, it's just funny how worlds, right? One event could triggered people, different people's lives. So yeah, I mean, that's crazy. So you started what, around 2002 or three or
Yeah,
one?
so I started 2002. I was on boarded then.
Okay. So again, I had spoken to a former CIA female on one of our former podcasts, and she was got on in the 90s, and she was there for the first World Trade bombing. And I had asked her, at that point in time, because again, things change and whatever. Was it tough being a female, or by that time, was it just kind of is what it was? It didn't matter
Yeah.
because she had issues.
Oh yeah. I don't know. I had people. I went an all-girls school, so I was like very sort of. I would have people say to me, "Oh, you wouldn't have been treated that way if you were a man." And I thought, "Oh yeah, I read about that in a textbook." But it never really, I never really felt like discriminated against, but perhaps I was. I just
Yeah,
wasn't
no,
registered.
again,
That's
it's
my
a
superpower, that's my
right.
superpower, perhaps.
Well, I don't think
But
it's discrimination. I just think sometimes they give you a harder time, or like you look at you maybe like, what do you know? You're a female type of thing. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's really discrimination, but yeah, I was curious.
I would say, and having been in the private sector, I would since leaving, I would say, cream rises. It really is a meritocracy. So if you can perform, if you can deliver the goods, like if you can recruit, then you will have an you will be promoted. You will be wrecking or on your coattails. But yeah, I can't think of a time where I felt like I was held back.
Okay, no, good. That was just something I was curious because, but once I knew the timeline, I didn't think that was like going to be a thing anyway. But all right, so getting back to jumping into something right now, what is your craziest story that you can share that's not classified? That, again, just going back to my PD days, when I'm asked, like, what is the craziest story or what you saw on patrol? There's one that comes right to me always. I know exactly the job. What was your wow moment or crazy moment that you can share?
I was in a country in a car with another officer and our source, who was a terrorist. And it was a turnover meeting, right? So I was taking over the case, and I was in the back seat. My colleague was driving. The terrorist was in the passenger seat, and there it was an urban area. It was night, but well
And
lit,
where, what
right?
part of the world
And
was this,
there
if you don't
was,
mind me asking?
yeah,
Okay,
so
no problem. I get it.
that part I
No
can't
sweat.
say. But there was then a car started following us. And the car was filled with guys ca carrying AK-47s, like very, very brandishing them, right? Like overtly. And so we pulled over, and man, my adrenaline, spiked.
Or got you think?
I was carrying, but it was concealed carry. So, like, my gun was on my ankle, not like over, kind of on my hip.
Right.
And we're all trained on the Glock, M4
Right,
and
nine,
like,
right.
they're like, you know what, we're just gonna have one in the car anyway. And I thought, oh, you're thinking all these things, right? Like the muscle memory kicks in, and you probably know this, right? Like your training kicks in.
Sure. It's set up again. Okay. Are we still on together?
Yes.
Think
Yes,
so.
you
You
can
can
go. All right,
continue.
perfect. Perfect. No sweat. So that's again, that's pretty crazy. I mean, I actually thought you were going to say something even crazy. I probably those story youth where you were, I was thinking you were going to mention.
Yeah, I can share that one too. It was, it was a firefight in Iraq. I can't say I was in Iraq. And I just didn't know if it was going to, these environments are very unstable. So you never know if it's going to escalate or de-escalate. And so I got off the X real fast. Because I just didn't know which direction. And really, it wasn't until I was sitting at my office at headquarters, and I got an email saying that my name had been
Oh wow. Wow,
and
yeah. Which you
yeah,
mentioned the
so
other story later. No, I got it.
I wasn't. There were more. There was always, and the concern. I got said, "You know what? Don't worry about it. They can't aim." It's like true for
That's
everyone
comforting.
else.
Great. How many years were you with the CIA?
15. I was in for
Okay.
15.
So once we get out of, you get out of the retirement, did you get out? I don't know how that works. Is it a
Yeah,
retirement?
no, I was not in long enough to retire, so I
Is
was
there a
out.
reason you left or just other things?
I was pretty burned out.
I
Let's
got you.
leave it
That
at
makes sense.
that. Yeah.
It makes sense. When you're transitioning now, and you get into Cypher, or you create Cypher,
Yeah. Yes.
just if you can explain to the listeners what exactly does and what Cypher is.
Yeah, so it's spy her, and actually after I left, I was did contracting work with DHS for a while. I worked in oil and gas, and but actually, yeah, right after I left, I got my tour guide license, so I just wanted it out. Like I wanted it
Right.
out, and
Change.
then I was doing a espionage themed tour, and pretty popular. There was actually a guest who connected me with Atlas Obscura right before they merged with Airbnb. So then I was on Airbnb and off from there. I love it. I meet interesting people, I hear interesting stories, a lot of opportunities cross my path that I can, try and convert to wins. So in that regard, it's a lot like being an officer in the field, right? Where you're just, you never know what's going to happen, and you sort of have to move the needle on your relationships and on those opportunities. So, and then then I started working with a lot with people just were fascinated. I'm very overt about my background. So they had a lot of questions like, how did you get involved? Why did you leave? Have you ever killed anyone? And so I really felt after a while that I guess I just didn't realize in that world and
Yeah, absolutely.
indoctrinated,
Yes.
you don't really know, what people don't know about it.
Yeah,
So
again, how many
yeah.
people had asked me prior to our former guest, they didn't know what the difference was between what the FBI does. Right. I
Yes.
mean, that's again, a lot of people don't know what that the difference is. You're listening out there and you didn't catch the other show. Protect overseas as does pretty much domestic. Correct.
Correct. I that's what yeah. I was FBI is a longer entities. They have different authorities and different tools in their toolbox. We're really in the relationship building space, and we steal secrets, Right. So we have different
Sure.
tools, different authorities.
I see. If I
So.
were to choose one, I would choose CIA. I think that's cool. It's fun. It's again, you're obviously you places you would never be in
Yeah.
life. You know what I mean? As opposed to, I think I don't want to say that FBI is close to being a cop or vice versa, but I think if I had a chance for a change and I want to be in that field again, I think CIA would be a lot more adrenaline rushy and just cool. So again, you're
Yeah.
places you would never be.
Yeah.
You know what
Yeah,
I
you
mean?
move around a lot. You get a lot. I don't know how often the FBI kind of rotates in their assignments, but we in operations, we're moving around every 2 to 4 years. So yeah, it can be isolating, for sure, but it's high stakes, it's high impact. So
Yeah,
yeah,
no doubt. No
I
doubt. So
enjoyed it.
I got some questions for you right now. I'm going to give you a little rapid questions.
Okay.
All right. What would you say the number one thing civilians do that immediately exposes them to danger?
The lack of self-awareness or situational awareness.
So,
The
such
number
as.
one thing they do is they're checked out. They're just like mentally checked out.
Yes. That's very true. Your go-to read for spotting a liar in 5 seconds.
I'm looking forward to your book, Steve. That's, aha,
Well,
yeah.
there
I
you
did my
go.
homework a little
There
bit, and I
you go.
understand you have a book coming out, which
Yeah,
I
well,
think is
that's a
going
different.
to.
That's not as dangerous. It's just a little more common, I should say, than
Well,
what you would do. But okay, what's the biggest Hollywood myth about the
Hollywood myth about the CIA is that things explode a lot in our
a
world,
lot more.
a lot
Okay.
more. A
All right.
lot more.
One skill every person should learn to become impossible to manipulate.
Yeah, that's good. You just need to be an open book, right?
And
So,
how so?
well, when I explain, the reasons people turn, one of those reasons is coercion or blackmail. So the way, and that's really not something that we use, because by the way, because that's not how you create a productive, positive, fruitful, long-term relationship. You just have to be, you have to let all the skeletons in your closet out so that you're not, the way to inoculate against that is, you're going to know my deepest, darkest secret. And wow, that's embarrassing, but now everyone knows. And so, so what? You can't manipulate me with that.
Awesome. Very good. What's more important in an operation, instinct or intel?
Intel.
Just like that, huh?
Just like that, you've got to prepare and plan. Now, if instinct and intel are conflicting, I mean, ideally those two are going hand in hand. So they're conflicting.
Have you, let's put it this way, have you ever been told something through intel that internally you think is not, copacetic?
Yeah, there was one time, I was meeting a terrorist, and who was helping us track down a high value target. And so I wanted to see if this guy, really had access to this high value target. So I asked if, kind of a TikTok board of pictures for him to identify, our target. They sent me these pictures, these 9 pictures, and the guy in the middle looked a whole lot like the guy I was meeting.
Oh, wow.
And that gave me pause, because I thought, who is this guy that we're meeting? Is he who he says he is? who is this person that I was sent a picture of? That made the hairs on my neck stand up, and I thought maybe there was a miscommunication or some glitch or lack of information.
Okay. This was not a list, but I'm going to add this one anyway. I still have two more, but what is your relationship status?
Single.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking, no, the reason why I'm asking,
That the question?
yes, it is.
Self-employed.
I'll ask you why, because if being active in the CIA and traveling all around the world, is it tough to get and have a relationship, a serious relationship when you're traveling? And you don't know, the next part of the world you're going to be in and what your next assignment is. Is that hard to have a relationship?
That is hard. That is an area where I do think it's harder for women,
Right.
right? And I married a foreign national, which happens, right? Because uncommon. I divorced, and then a lot of people will say, oh, was it the job? I think I just
Right.
married the wrong,
No, I
I
got
think
it.
I just met, yeah. So it is hard. It is hard. Yeah.
I bet you're wondering where I was going with that on this point.
Yeah. Where are you going with that?
That's
Where are you going with that, Steve?
good.
Next
That's
question.
great. The biggest mistake a new intelligence officer makes on in the field.
They get spooked too easily. Trust your training. They let that instinct come in, that like they just see things that aren't there. So I think that's the biggest mistake.
Gotcha. And if you could teach one piece of what you've learned to someone that was going overseas or what have you, what would you say is the biggest? I know on another question you said self-awareness and being a little more, but if somebody, let's do this, let's make it more dangerous. If somebody got taken, I'm going wait to 1 to 10. If somebody got taken, what's the one thing they should do to kind of protect, either not protect themselves or just to kind of keep themselves here and not like lose it?
My mindset is really important in that situation. You have to be thinking long term, have to be thinking perspective, not get too much into your head. You need to be thinking about, how to get out itself. I think that's the same if you're not, kidnapped, that get some perspective. You kind of gotta swing to hit, right?
Right.
So you have to be out there, you have to be meeting people. May not come to fruition now. It may come to fruition for somebody else years from now, or it's so you just have to be aware of that. Things
That
don't
makes sense.
happen.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And if Rosanna could go back in time, or if
Yes.
Rosanna Tennant was now her
Oh,
age now, and she had the ability to go into the CIA today, would you still do it? And is it the same job as it was when you did?
That's a
Now, as
tough
it was in
one.
2000, 25 years ago.
I just don't know. That's a tough one. I certainly I've got regrets, right? Is joining the CIA one of them? I don't know. I really don't know.
What, is it the same job today as it was back then? Because I wouldn't become a cop again, knowing what the job is today. What, you know what I mean? Would you do it if you got called today for the CIA to join, knowing what you know?
I'd probably give it a go. Like I would go. I wouldn't say no just because I got the call. I've always been people driven, so I always chose my jobs and applied to jobs because of great leaders or people I really wanted to work with, who were very accomplished and fun. So if I saw that that didn't exist anymore, I'd probably leave.
Gotcha. So we are down, like I said, and I enjoyed this. We're all down our last 3 minutes, which I could talk to you for another hour or two. How do people get, if they want to become a part of Cypher or reach out to you, how do people find you? If you'd mind sharing with the audience how to find you.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, the best way to do that is by visiting the website, which is spyher.co, spyher.co. So from there, you can see our tours, our events. You can join our newsletter. So we have a lot on the horizon. We're starting up in New York. We're leaning into events. We have a wine tasting. So I've got about 10 former CIA that I can call on. But the best way to do that, or social, oh, I forgot, I'm on social.
There you go.
Just joined.
Nice.
So I'm Explore with her on TikTok and on
Oh, it's
Instagram.
Spire. I'm sorry.
And I'm on LinkedIn.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. It
Spire, you
happens a
should.
lot.
Oh, my apologies. Spire. I'm sorry. I was saying
Yeah,
Cypher.
that's okay.
I'm glad you corrected me. It's Spire for everybody that's listening. So, Roseanne, thank you so much, Rosanna. My sister's name is Rosanna, and she always likes
Ah!
to be called Rose. So, much,
Thank
Rosanna.
you.
I'd like to thank, first of all, my amazing guest. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Believe. I'd like to thank everybody listening that made us a top 10 podcast on Apple, and as well as, yeah, I can't even name all of them, but thank you. And it's not because of my voice, it's because of amazing guests like Rosanna. And Rosanna, I'd love to have you back on again,
Okay.
especially when you come to New York. And we got to connect because some course, and I'd love to promote your stuff. And thank you so much. And for everybody listening outside, have a great holiday and stay bulletproof.